Hey, this is Bob. We're with our number 8 team on the Brickhouse team previews, the Toronto Raptors. What's up, Matt?
Hey, I'm Matt Baker. Bob, you know what Toronto reminds me of?
Oh?
It reminds me of commenting and rating our podcast on iTunes.
Yeah, everything. Just you look at a blooming flower, that's all you think.
Yeah. If you want to get in touch with the podcast, you can find us at Brickhouse Pod on Twitter. Email us, Bob at BrickHousePodcast.com, Matt at BrickHousePodcast.com. The website, obviously, is BrickHousePodcast.com. Today, we tried to travel north, Bob, but give us a little insight into why we're still stuck here in Los Angeles.
Well, when you're making fake recordings all over the country and you don't renew your passport,
right,
it's really hard to get into Canada.
At this point, you consider Canada part of America. That's why I forgot.
I would think so, yeah. It's like North Buffalo.
Sure.
The Raptors, they were an expansion team that formed in 1995 during the height of the popularity of the movie Jurassic Park.
Great movie. Still holds up today.
Still holds up today. Don't know if if they could go back 21 years ago, if they would play the name game, which is what they did in 1994. They decided they were going to have a contest to see what fans wanted to name the team.
Not an uncommon thing, you know?
Yeah, well, that's how you end up with teams like the Houston fucking Texans, though, Matt. You know? Maybe they just shouldn't pull Texans. Anyways, yeah, so some of the top names that finished second to the Raptors, of course, were pretty dominated by animal names.
Yeah.
It included beavers, bobcats, dragons, grizzlies, hogs. I guess Toronto's nickname is Hogtown.
Okay, didn't know that.
Also the scorpions, T-Rex,
mm-hmm.
Another Jurassic Park-inspired one, I'm sure. Tarantulas and terriers. Good thing they didn't go with terriers.
Terriers, that would have been weird. Two of those, bobcats and grizzlies, were used. Grizzlies actually were used at the same time by the other team.
That's right.
That would have been very awkward to have the Vancouver Grizzlies versus the Toronto Grizzlies.
It is a scary animal from Canada.
Yeah. Hogtown.
So when the marketing team, when Toronto finally made the playoffs again after rebuilding, after the loss of Chris Bosch, it was time to come up with another marketing campaign.
Mm-hmm.
It worked so well before to just turn to the zeitgeist pop culture of the time.
What's exciting in the world of pop culture?
Well, of course, Game of Thrones couldn't be more popular, and hashtag We the North became the phrase that they co-opted from the show, making it into their own sort of Canadian thing.
Right.
So while we weren't able to get into Canada to maybe record Masai Ujiri just having a slew of F-words towards Brooklyn or some other team.
That would have been fun.
We did manage to find Celine Dion, Canadian Celine Dion, I might remind you. Drunk in a Las Vegas casino at 2 in the morning. For $50 and 3 gin and tonics, she agreed to sing a dramatic rendition of a list that our Brickhouse staff did come across of the slogans that were thrown out in favor of We the North.
Okay.
And when you hear Celine belt these, you might recognize all of them from other popular TV shows. Let's let our Canadian queen take it from here.
Ah, oui, oui, je suis une baguette. Je m'appelle Céline. J'adore Montréal.
Gatorade me, bitch. That's what the money's for. Canada is the new black. Time is a flat circle. Rest in peace, Barb. Pretty, pretty, pretty Canada. Hashtag We the North.
You know, she really is a national treasure, Bob.
National treasure. I didn't know she was such a basketball fan.
Actually, I'm surprised she's such a national treasure that she didn't steal any of the lines from the movie National Treasure.
Yeah.
Starring Nicolas Cage.
I'm just glad we got her and not Drake to sing that.
Yeah, well, you know. We, I don't know. I don't know.
The Raptors made a few changes over the off season. Let's tell our listeners about them.
Hey, Bob, do you like Jared Sullinger? Because that's what you're getting.
Jared Sullinger, yeah.
Yeah, they lost Bismack Biyombo, Luis Scola, and James Johnson. And outside of the draft, they Jakob Poeltl, Jared Utah, Fred VanVleet, they only added Jaren Sullinger.
They're running it back. They did have the best season of their franchise last season.
Right,
so
they re-signed DeRozan.
$139 million. Reasons for him to stay.
Yeah, that's a lot of reasons. But yeah, they didn't do... I guess you really don't want to mess with that team much. It was a really good team. And if you can't add anyone of substantial worth, I guess adding Jared Sullinger for only $5.6 million isn't bad.
Yeah. The Raptors are not a team that has historically attracted much big-name free agents, so they got to work it through the draft, through trades, and through keeping their own guys.
Right.
$139 million for DeRozan is not that bad, especially when you consider that they got out of paying half of that amount to Bismack Biyombo. One other guy that is no longer on the Raptors is Canadian Anthony Bennett, who was given a shot to jumpstart his career. And I thought if he couldn't play for the Raptors, then he would be out of the NBA.
You forgot about
the Brooklyn Nets.
The Brooklyn Nets, Bob.
Are still scraping the bottom of the talent barrel.
Yeah. Well, unlike the Raptors, the Nets needed to fill their roster with 10 new players. So,
I really like Masai Ujiri. He seems like a smart guy. He's definitely fleeced the Knicks for a couple of trades.
Mm-hmm.
I hated the Jakob Poeltl pick.
Oh, yeah?
Whatever that was. We play this draft game every year. I don't even think I had predicted he make it in the first round.
Right.
In fact, a lot of Masai's draft picks are pretty confusing. It seems like he struck out on Bruno Caboclo, although, according to Fran Fraschilla,
yeah,
he's only 1 year away. When he was drafted, I think he said he was a year away.
From being 2 years away. Yeah.
So we're just counting down. He's 21 now.
Yeah, he's close. Yeah, that was kind of weird. I think one of the few times you saw Poeltl play in college was when he was getting beat around by Sabonis in the tournament.
Right. He went two picks later.
Yeah, the drafting, last year they took DeLon Wright, backup point guard, who's going to miss some time this season. But they have Corey Joseph. I'll tell you what, the Corey Joseph signing, when they signed him like 3 years, $21 million or something,
right,
like $21 million total, looked real weird, but you know what? In today's NBA, it looks perfectly fine.
I know. Everybody we made fun of getting signed for last year for money like that, it looks like a steal. It looks like a bargain this season.
Right.
Let's get into that high-priced starting lineup.
And now, the starting lineup for your Toronto Raptors!
Kyle Lowry. Talk about another bargain. You know, a couple of years ago when you said Kyle Lowry was going to be... I think Masai Ujiri, I remember reading a story about how he sat Kyle Lowry down and said, do you want to be a $10-plus million-a-year player? Because if you do, like, you're going to need to work at it.
Yeah.
Dude lost a bunch of weight and has been an all-star the past two seasons, which is really rare for coming into your all-star self in your late 20s.
Sure.
Damari Carroll missed a lot of time last year, but he was great on the Hawks and a player that I look forward to watching again. I think Jared Sullinger may take the starting power forward position from Patrick Patterson simply because he can shoot and space the floor in ways that that would really help, especially with DeRozan on the court.
Patterson would be a good presence down low to spell Valanciunas or Sullinger.
Yeah, he could be a stretch five because Poeltl's not going to give him shit. One of my favorite things from the Raptors season last year, admittedly, I usually only watch the Raptors when they're in the playoffs, They had their fourth double-digit loss of the series to Cleveland in Toronto. I believe it was Game 6.
Right.
This was Lakers fans, Miami Heat fans. They'd be either leaving the building or booing their team. You know what the Raptors fans do? Get on their feet and start chanting, "Let's go, Raptors."
Yeah, LeBron even commented about it afterwards. LeBron was impressed.
Very cool. Let's get into our prediction for their record, Baker.
Record prediction.
Actually, before last year, never in the history of the Toronto Raptors had the team ever won 50 games in a season. 49 games was previously the most wins that the franchise had ever had. Last year, they beat that by 7 games, going 56-26.
Right. Remember last year, the playoffs were pretty brutal for Lowry and DeRozan.
Right.
But I'm not down on them. I still like the team overall. I think actually they could be 57-25 this year.
Oh, at one game improvement. Yeah, it's a popular pick to have them backsliding, and I jumped on that bandwagon. Yeah. I got them at 51-31 this year. You know, as we said at the top of the podcast, it's pretty much the same team. They're running it back. I feel like they didn't get any better unless you count losing Bismack Biyombo as getting better, not having to pay him your future.
Save that money for Serge Ibaka.
Right. I do feel like the Celtics, the Pistons, and the Pacers have all gotten better. Toronto's used to people not expecting much from them and proving doubters wrong. So is Kyle Lowry. Miss him on the Houston Rockets. But how could the Raptors beat the city of San Francisco, man?
If you're going to beat San Francisco, be sure to give Riley Curry a death stare. If you are going to beat San Francisco,
how could they do this?
Suppose they could attack them with hockey sticks. They have a lot of those.
Is there a way they could negotiate some sort of like predetermined snow into where the Warriors can't leave their hotel and they have to forfeit because the snow in Toronto is high?
You think the Canadian government control the weather?
I think Justin Trudeau is a lot more powerful than than he'll have you think.
Yeah.
I think they have a lot more control over uncontrollable things like weather up there. Or Hogtown. There's got to be some Hogtown thing that they could unite and do.
Yeah, you know, like they said in the movie Snatch, never trust a man who owns a pig farm.
Ooh, that is true.
Yeah, Justin Trudeau, you never know what to expect from him. He definitely is the most powerful leader to look like.
Former model of all time.
Yeah, I was going to say he looks like a... He could have been in the movie Dude, Where's My Car?
Yeah.
My prediction on how the Raptors could beat the Warriors is to enlist the help of the airport employees of Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
See, they did this last year in the East Finals versus Cleveland. Also hard for our Brick House staff to just get into the country, right?
Right.
What they did to Cleveland last year was they left the team plane on the tarmac for a few hours, citing customs, paperwork, some sort of issues. They couldn't get them off the plane. We knew about this because of Richard Jefferson's Snapchat account telling us how the airport employees were trying to get that Raptors to Game 7.
Right.
Very close. I think if they did the same thing to Golden State, you know, leave them on the tarmac for a good 24 hours or so, and the team will be so exhausted and cranky and tired from the smell of KD and Draymond's farts, they might just implode.
Yeah.
And now it's time for a personal anecdote with Matt Baker.
Matt, the people want to know, we all know as a Suns fan that your favorite product of Canada is Steve Nash, but if you had to pick a second favorite thing from Canada, what would you say that is?
I know what it is. I have to air a grievance first about Steve Nash.
I don't know if you can.
No,
add
no,
a grievance
it's not about Steve Nash. It involves Steve Nash.
Okay.
The latest NBA 2K game, NBA 2K 16 or 17, I forget, whatever it is. Uh-huh. I own it, and I still forget exactly what the number is. They have the classic teams where you can play you know, like the Jordan teams, Patrick Ewing, Knicks. You can play the 04, 05 Suns.
Yeah.
Steve Nash isn't in the game.
What?
I know. I was the other night, I sat down to be the 0203 Mavericks.
Uh-huh.
I was playing online against former guest, friend of the show, Bjorn. And I realized as I was playing, Nash isn't on this team. Like, that's super weird.
Huh.
So then I look at the Suns team, the 0405 Suns team. Nash isn't on that team. I don't know if he didn't get the rights to him. He didn't agree to be in the game.
Wow.
But there's really only one reason to play with the 0405 Suns. Yeah. For...
Who's going to handle the ball? Quentin Richardson?
Barbosa, in that case. My favorite non-Steve Nash product of Canada is Norm MacDonald, Bob.
Oh, great answer.
Yeah. he is just a great, lovely human. We just got his new book for Brother Adam. Last year, we told him on his birthday we'd get it to him this year for his birthday.
Nice.
And he has a podcast, which is great. So, yeah, Norm MacDonald.
He has a podcast?
It just came back. It was out for 2 years, but it just came back.
On the next episode... of Brick House.
We're going to examine a team that has a coach in a new city, but despite what city he's in, he's always just building the same team. It focuses on a transcendental center who can't make free throws and a bunch of wing players that he puts around them that aren't necessarily all-stars, though he pays them like they are. Find out who we're talking about on the next episode of Brick House.